This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, walk with me here. If you have been here a while, you might remember the old show, which was called I've Got Questions, where I answered questions. One of them was, how does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? And I got to thinking about that show the other day. And you know what happens when I get to thinking?
My hair is Morpho Butterfly Blue.
In all the best interviews, somebody's got cool hair. We're hanging out with her today and a bunch of butterflies and a bunch of soon-to-be butterflies. So go grab your camera. Do you work here? Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. For this episode, we are at the Natural History Museum in LA. One of my spots, because I like to go and see the dinosaur fossils. But today, it's something that they do over the summer. It's called the Butterfly Pavilion. And we are with a friend of the show.
Lisa Gonzalez. I'm the program manager of living invertebrates at the Natural History Museum.
But that's not what we call her.
Bug lady for sure.
There we go. Remind us how this started.
It started when I was really little. Actually, before I can even remember, my mom said I was one of those kids that was always digging through the dirt, always picking up bugs.
She says she had very supportive parents, at least most of the time. So here we are, sitting in this pavilion. Describe that for everybody who's joined us now, you know, with the headphones on.
For us, it's an open air outside structure that's enclosed. You walk in and you get to see the butterflies doing their thing. And we release a few hundred butterflies in here every week. We constantly are replenishing the pavilion with butterflies, because most of the butterflies that you see, once they reach adulthood, are only going to live for a few weeks.
I know what you're thinking. Kind of a bummer. But let's concentrate on the positive. It's one of those, you know, flame that burns twice as bright goes half as long things. Maybe that'll make you feel better.
So we have butterflies that come from North America and many that are California natives.
And how do you actually get them? Because it's not you.
Right. So I don't go out and collect them with the net. A lot of people think that. So we work with reputable butterfly farms.
They've got one in Costa Rica, one in Belize, two in the U.S. Purpose of these farms, work with education and conservation people like the museum. And they send them in. They overnight them in the chrysalis, what some people call the cocoon. Cocoons are actually like silk bags. Moths are cocoons, chrysalis, butterflies, but it's not a super big deal. Anyway, what they get is those things in the mail. It's a post-caterpillar, pre-butterfly.
Did you see it wiggle? So this is a living creature. People will look at this and just think, you know, it's like a dried up leaf. If you see on the top here, there's a little piece of silk, a little anchor, exactly. And when it wiggles like that, it's basically just saying, like, please leave me alone. It doesn't know that I'm a nice human that loves bugs. It might think that I'm something that wants a protein snack. I just have lunch, so I'm all good.
Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. Let's do the thing that we did on the last show. How does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? Give me the elevator speech.
Oh, it's magic. It seems like magic, right? So it's really complicated, right? It's a whole series of like hormones and some cells that stay dormant and then get triggered to start building the butterfly. I'm trying to remember how we talked about it so quickly before, but it basically starts to happen towards the end of the caterpillar stage. So some internal structures of the butterfly are starting to develop. All of that is already going on inside.
Yeah, already happening. That's how we explained it. There are cells inside a caterpillar, dormant while that caterpillar killer just eats and eats and eats because that's its job. And then those cells eventually say, hey, let's start building a butterfly. Caterpillar builds its chrysalis, and then most of it dissolves into a sort of goo. But the parts that started butterflying, they keep on. Other parts get moved around, and then anywhere from a week to a few weeks, voila, metamorphosis. You ever wonder if it knows what it's doing, or if it's just like, okay, I guess I'm going to build this thing and get inside it now.
I'm going to just go do it, yeah. Or just this idea that, like, when it comes out, like in Bug's life, it's like, oh, now I'm so beautiful. You know what? That was a weird nap.
You will never believe the dream I had. Why do we need these guys? I mean, what do they do for us?
I'm going to answer broadly. Insects in general are the most important pollinators. They are scavengers. They're decomposers. They produce products that we use. I mean, silk is one that would apply to butterflies and moths. Highest number of species on the planet in terms of any animal group. So if all the insects disappeared, this planet would absolutely collapse, right? Particularly on land.
Now let's talk about the hair.
My hair is Morpho Butterfly Blue.
M-O-R-P-H-O. You can Google it. They're famous.
Yes, they are absolutely stunning butterflies. We have Morphos typically flying around. I think I was mentioning to you the first time I ever saw a Morpho, it was in the wild. It wasn't in the pavilion many years ago. And I cried because I was just, I'm sure it's not there anymore. Yeah. That's a Morpho. Yeah, it's a Morpho. So you can see how beautiful their shiny blue wings are.
Sounds like it's got some new fans.
We've got a tiger cream wing up there, and then that's an owl butterfly up there, the one with the large eye spot. So that eye spot is on both wings.
You're a smart person, but in case you're half listening doing laundry, eye spot, because it looks like an eyeball staring at you.
If something startles that butterfly feels like it needs to protect itself, it can open up both of those wings, and it really helps deter potential predators. So things like birds, reptiles, would see that and be like, yeah, I'm not going to mess with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some species that you haven't seen yet.
Those are camouflage.
You must never get tired of this, right? Especially when, like, you get to watch when they land on somebody.
Seeing kids come in and just get really excited, that's really, why we do what we do. We love nature, we love animals, but we really, really love being able to share that with other people. So that's what gets us up in the morning and just keeps us here.
There goes the bug lady. You want better odds of one landing on you when you go to the pavilion? Dress like a flower, red, orange, yellow, something like that. They'll say, I wonder what that is. Let me go investigate. Still open if you're listening now-ish in the LA area. Check the website. You can go over there. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. What do you say we do another one of these next week?
Two side by side. The malachites that are hanging under that flame vine.
Yeah. Oh, those are pretty.
Those are really pretty. So if we see one that's closer, I'll point it out.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.